Monday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and 11 to 12. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to thank God always for you, brothers, as is fitting, because your faith flourishes evermore. And the love of every one of you for one another grow ever greater. Accordingly, we ourselves, both of you in the churches of God, regarding your endurance and faith in all the persecutions and the afflictions you endure. This is evidence of the judgment of God, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to Matthew, Chapter 23, verse 13 to 22. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before human beings. You do not enter yourself, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourself. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that make the gold sacred? And you say, if one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You plant ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that make the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar, swear by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple, swear by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven, swear by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. One faith, two ways of life. The Indian leader M. Gandhi once said, if all Christians live according to what Christ taught, the whole world might already believe in him. When asked to give a message to the people, he responded, "My life is my message. The Christians are those who have the same faith in Christ, but not all of them practice what Christ taught them." Today's readings give us concrete examples about the ways of life of those who have the same faith in God. In the first reading, St. Paul prayed the Thessalonian faithful because they lived according to their faith. The more their faith grows, the deeper of charity they have for God and each other. In the Gospel, Jesus scolded the scribe and the Pharisee because they did not live according to what they believe. Not only that, but they also try to find reasons to protect their wrongdoings. Second analysis. The first reading. The Thessalonians' true way of life. Third point. To love God and people. Facing trials and sufferings, the faithful who live according to their faith and love shall be ready to accept sufferings to witness for God. They are ready to sacrifice so that people may have a better path than themselves. This is the model of living which St. Paul found in the Thessalonian faithful. He publicly praised them. "We ought to thank God always for you, brothers, as it fitting, because your faith flourishes evermore, and the love of every one of you for one another grows ever greater. Accordingly, we ourselves both of you in the churches of God, regarding your endurance and faith in all the persecution and the affliction you endure. This is evidence of the just judgment of God, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering." Second point, the faith and love in the faithful must be increased. The virtue in general must be increased. If not, they shall be gradually decreed and lost. Similarly, the faith and the love, if are not increased, shall easily be decreed and lost. St. Paul knew this danger can be happened to his faithful, so he prayed for them to be firm in their faith and love. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Second, the Gospel. The scribe and the Pharisee, hypocritical way of life. Hypocrite in Greek means the one who answers. According to Hellenistic tradition, This word had a special relation to those who answer the conversation in theatrical plays, the actors or the actresses. They must play their roles according to what the play describes, no matter what their mood are. For example, they must cry why they are happy, or they must laugh why they are in a sad mood. In a word, a hypocrite does not live according to himself. A Vietnamese adage describes this kind of people as follows. Outside, full of laugh. Inside, full of dangerous ways to kill. And in English equivalent is a holly tongue, a heart of gall. Third point. The danger of hypocrite way. Facing trials and sufferings, the hypocrite refuse to endure suffering by finding all kinds of reasons to protect their timid actions. One way is to hide their selfishness by good acts from outside. Jesus pointed out the hypocrisy of scribes and Pharisees as follows. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before human beings. You do not enter yourself, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. They locked the door to heaven by their hypocritical way of life. How can they enter the kingdom of heaven by tediously keeping the unnecessary laws, while neglecting many important laws related to justice, mercy, and fidelity? If people also imitate them to do as such, they would not enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus also condemned them about not to be good example for the converts. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert. Then when that happened, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourself. Instead of setting a good examples, they set many bad examples and taught the converts to follow their hypocrisy. Those who have just entered the church, you should be more eager than those who have been in the church many years. If they are not taught to do good, they shall be eager to do bad, as they saw in their leaders. Second point, their fault in interpretation of the law. Scribes and Pharisees were lawmakers and very knowledgeable of the law, so they know how to interpret the law according to their intention. They can make right to be wrong and the reverse by adding or subtracting words in the law or by finding a loophole in it. One example which Jesus pointed out in this passage is their interpretation of the law. The law teaches that when one pointed to the temple and saw he must keep his oath at all costs. But the scribes and Pharisees found a way to invalidate that oath by reasoning around. They said, if one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Jesus pointed out the falsity of their argument. Woe to you, blind guys, who say, if one swear by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swear by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fool, which is greater, the gold or the temple that make the gold sacred? And you say, if one swear by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swear by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You plan one, which is greater, the gift or the altar that make the gift sacred? And Jesus concluded, one who swear by the altar, swear by it and all that is upon it. One who swear by the temple, swear by it and by him who dwell in it. One who swear by heaven, swear by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it. Application in life. The same faith can lead to the two ways of life, which are completely opposite. One is based on faith and love. The other is based on outside hypocrisy. People can be deceived by the way of hypocrisy, but not God, because he can see to people's mind and heart. We need to always live truthfully before God and others. Amen.